Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Jenna's here. Hi, Jenna. How are you?
Jenna, I'm great.
Well, a lot of heavy book chatting going on in the last couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen, off mic. But we're on mic now. Hit us with a loose read there, Jenna. What's been going on? What has piqued Tessa's interest? So excited this morning.
Well, I did give Tess some homework in the weekend, and she's done it, which is great.
It massively.
So this is a new short story collection. It's called You Know You Want This by a woman called Kristen Rupenian, debut author. And I will say straight up, one of the most interesting things about this book is how it came to be published. So Rupenian was coming to the end of her MFA.
What's her name again?
Kristen Rupenian.
Oh, it rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've had to say that a lot in preparation because I always forget. And so she had the short story published. It was her first short story to be published in the New Yorker in December 2017, and it went proper viral. It's the most...
You just said straight up and proper viral in like the first couple of minutes. Okay.
I'm liking the language.
Yeah. Is that good?
Okay. You've gone straight.
It is their most read short story ever.
Really?
Yeah. And this short story is... This short story is called Cat Person.
I wonder why it piqued so many people's interest. Because there's lots of good short stories.
Is this one you read last night?
Yeah,
so this is the one that I sent through. So it's quite a polarizing short story, and it tells of this young woman's, called Margot's, encounter with an older man called Robert. She's in her late teens and he'd be early 30s. And they just have this terrible sexual experience together. Yeah. But it's kind of surrounded by a lot of messaging on their phones and emojis.
It's interesting because you don't find out how old he is until quite a way through. Do you?
Yeah. It's
slowly
revealed.
So you're kind of like, what is this situation?
And it kind of puts into words, I think, kind of the nuances of these like really kind of weird short-term relationships you could have. Like just when you're feeling things out, it could potentially be quite triggering for some people. Mm. Not too traumatic, but just kind of like, ugh, I remember when I had an experience. Like
the thing I tried to blank out.
Yeah. But I guess it was one of those stories that women read it and were like, I get this. And maybe some men read it and were like, this never happens. So it really...
That's very presumptuous of you, but yes, okay.
No, I feel like that's inaccurate.
Not all men. And so it was... so it just blew off.
But not all men either.
Yeah, Mikey. And so what happened is that she got paid like $1 million to publish the short story collection, which she had... Which is
from it popping off on the New Yorker.
Yeah, because
they were like, "Here's $1 million."
Oh, they're using the street as well. If you guys, is it written in the street? Because you're popping off on the New Yorker. What does that mean?
Popping
off on the New Yorker. Boom.
Gone viral.
That's a Karen-ism. So we've got 12 stories that delve into like the twisted side of human nature. And Tess and I were talking about Cat Person before, and it's actually
Cat Person is the one that went viral on the New Yorker.
Yeah, and that's actually quite straightforward. And you were just saying how you kind of wanted to get, you didn't know where it was going to go.
There's like there's a little bit of it that makes you feel like it's going to go somewhere bad, like
super dark
level bad.
But some of these stories do go.
I love
how
excited you are about the short story.
I thought it was good.
Great.
So we've got a story called Bad Boy, which is so disturbing, and it's about this couple who have a friend sleeping on their couch while he's having problems with his girlfriend, and they're trying to they start having sex. And, like, maybe leaving the door open or just sort of, like, really fucking with him. And it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Will this make him leave?
Yeah. But almost the opposite.
But, yeah, almost like a fetish type thing.
But you haven't read it, Tess.
Yeah, but I read the blurb.
Okay, yeah, just interesting.
We've got a story called The Mirror, The Bucket and The Old Thigh Bone, which kind of is like a fable-like... The Mirror, The Bucket and The Old Thigh Bone.
Okay.
Which is a fable-like tale of vanity about a woman who ends up just clutching onto this thigh bone. It's quite bizarre.
Okay.
Another story called Biter, where this woman is really working through her urges to bite her colleague at work and really going through the pros and cons.
Going through the pros and cons of whether or not she should bite her colleague at work.
So it's pretty twisted. And it really looks at the power dynamics of female and male relationships. But the power is not always in the woman's hands and sometimes in the man's hands, male hands. The highlights are really Cat Person. That is such an amazing story.
It's fair. Tess read me out some of the bits of Cat Person before, which is cool, but it's definitely a good short story tactics in it, you know, from what you were saying. But how exciting that that was so popular. And then here's $1 million. That's $1 million well spent, isn't it? By the sound of it, sounds like she's got her chops.
She's got her chops.
Yeah, for a debut author. You know?
So how many stories are in?
We've got 12. One story that I really loved is called The Good Guy. It's actually quite triggering for me in terms of it just reminded me of a relationship I had when I was at uni about 13 years ago, but like about a guy who's really good.
Sounds like you really want to talk about that, James. Go into it if you like.
But you know, it was so I just feel like this book would resonate with a lot of people.
I guess because that part, I mean, it's relationships, there's been a trillion books ever since the beginning of time about relationships, but. We do live in the modern times, and things have changed, and things the way that we approach it, and the way that we talk about it, and the things that we're open about, the things we're not open about, the things that we are apprehensive about, I guess, and the things that we rush into are all changed as well, eh?
Yeah.
That's what sounded interesting about the Cat Person story.
She's speaking.
You think maybe that was a timely thing as well?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So it came out just at this time of a conversation is happening.
Because there was a time when, like, say, something like Tinder or Grindr, all that business was a bit sort of, oh, have you heard about it? You know, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now it's so boringly. Boring. That's boring. Yeah, it's like everyone's. It's
I've
the thing.
I've been to like three weddings this year where they met on Tinder. So
really?
It's just it's all happening. But
I wonder if they have to. Do they mention it at the wedding?
Yeah, they do, which is really cool.
So it might be
really
more than
cool.
Three.
With reading books that are full of short stories for people who don't normally, do you find it when you finish one and you go on to the next one? Is it sort of like you? A bit weird.
You mean the books or the stories?
No, the stories. Like if you're reading it as one full
book,
and you go on to the next one.
I've been holding back on saying this since you started, Gina, this morning. I love short story collections. I really, really do.
Me
but
too.
Do you think about the characters from the last short story you read when you're reading
the next
one?
Yeah, you kind
one?
Of need to take a break between just to let it sink in and then keep reading. And I always thought I didn't like short stories, but some of my favourite books are short story collections. I think
my favourite Stephen King books are definitely short story collections.
Oh, yeah, I've never read Stephen
King
short
stories.
What's
the one they did under, the one that's got the Running Man and stuff in it, which is like three stories under a different name he wrote?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, sorry, you can look at the bookshop and stuff. I've got some. There's one that's I just can't recall the title of it, but I was recommended. I went to a bookstore once and went.
I'll tell you later, Mikey, or a listener might call in.
Oh no! There's another one. I'm thinking of like I say, some of my favorite books on my bookshelf are just collections of short stories by people who I'd never heard of before. Then you know,
yeah,
so it's a talent. There's a different talent to it.
Definitely, but I do think she'll be described as this like fresh new voice. But I must say that. I've read a couple of other collections last year that really reminded me of this, so maybe the order of which you read some short story collections, like if this was the first one you picked up, you wouldn't realise how it kind of would be like these other books that had come out.
Have we said what it's called, the book?
You Know You Want This, and...
That's the collection, and then the short story that we were talking about is called Cat Person.
Cat Person, yeah. And if you like something like this, there's also two other books that I love called...
What's that other little thing you got there?
This is the mini version of Cat Person.
Oh, right. Oh, cool.
And so there was.
So you can buy that singularly.
You can, yeah. This came out last year, and the it's like a little tiny like pamphlet, which is Cat Person, and it has the similar cover to You Know You Want This, and you know that it was just like a teaser for the book coming out.
Wow.
But so I think it's wonderful. It reminds me of some really great short stories. And it's going to be an HBO series.
Is it?
Yeah, so it's going to be this anthology series. It's been put together by two women who did The Leftovers, and it will prioritise female voices in terms of directors, actors, and writers.
So is it
going to
be a series of each short story?
It's funny that we're talking about high maintenance before, wasn't it?
We were talking about a TV show, High Maintenance, where every episode's a whole different story.
On the cover of Cat Person, it says, the short story that launched 1,000 theories from The Guardian.
Well, that's true. That's you. Theories, Tess. 1,001 theories.
In the short story.
Maybe who was in the right, who was in the wrong.
What happened next?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I would really recommend checking her out.
Just made that up.
Check her out. She's cool.
And that name again?
Kristen Rupinian.
And you can read the Cat Person short story on The New Yorker.
We'll link it up. And this is $35. It's a beautiful hardback, cool cover. It's got this holographic type thing going on. It's published by Jonathan Cape. And I just really recommend checking her out and looking out for the TV show too.
Cool. Thank you, Jenna. Thanks, awesome. Jenna. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.